In this issue, review extravaganza, neat news, and Nick's special spotlight.
Greetings, this is Nick.
I'm Ryan.
And you are listening to issue number 21 of All Access Nerds,
the comic book extravaganza issue.
So, let's talk about mainly comic books this issue. What do you think about that?
Yes, yeah.
It's been a while.
Yes.
Actually, it's been a month almost.
Yeah.
Since we talked about comic books.
Yeah. Because we talked a little bit on the, because we did the New Year's.
Did we do the New Year's?
Did we do the New Year's? Or did we do Christmas? No, it was Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. We did Christmas. We didn't get a chance to do the New Year's. Too much napping. Which is the best thing to do on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Start off the new year right with lots of sleep. So we were able to do the Christmas episode.
Yeah, because I went to the comic book shop yesterday, and I picked up 2 weeks' worth of comics that were in my pool folder. And I had two bags here at the house that I had gone through over the last couple weeks. So that's 4 weeks' worth of comic books to talk about. It's a lot of comics.
You had 1 week on me. you had 1 day on me. I went this morning, and right as soon as they opened up, 10 o'clock at my local comic book shop here in Fort Wayne, and went to a DCBS, Discount Comic Book Service. You may know them because they're one of the largest retailers online for comic books. They're really awesome. Love them. Love them. Went there, picked up my pull list, and at first, the lady handed me one little bag because they like to seal them up and print out an invoice almost on it, so you know what all you're getting. It's sealed up. It's there for each week.
That's cool.
So I was like, I think there should be more, and I was kind of relieved, but I'm kind of like, no, I hope there's more because like I subscribed to them. I hope that they didn't like throw them to the wolves, you know?
Kind of relieved because in the back of your head you're hearing ka-ching, ka-ching.
yeah, okay. Exactly.
Gotcha.
And then she's like, oh, okay, I'll check. And she looked, she said, well, it looks like they were put in the wrong area. She came back over with another 4 stacks. So yeah, it was 5 weeks worth.
Wow.
Yeah, so. See, that hefty bill.
Yeah, they put them in a different area because you hadn't been there.
Yes. And it reminded me because I saw an image online of a guy and it's just a picture, and he's got a huge stack of single-issue comic books. I don't see any trade paperbacks, but it is a rather large stack of single-issue comic books. And he's holding up a picture, and he's in a comic book shop, and he says, digital comics is not what is killing the comic book industry. People subscribing to comic books and not picking them up is destroying. And I was like, that's true. That's me. I'm going to go do my part and go pick up what I subscribe to. So.
Well, me being an ex-comic book store owner, I appreciate you holding your own.
Yes, yeah.
Because that was, and it's true, that was, I don't want to say, well, I guess it was one of the killer for my store.
Yeah, it was a key killer, yeah. For it, yeah.
Because people come in and they subscribe.
Yep.
Okay, I want to get issues, blah, 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 blah. So we have to order, as a comic book shop owner, you have to order 2 months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So I need some for the shelf. Comic books to put up on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I need some to put in the pool folders, you know, for the guys for the subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So if I keep, you know, 5 or 10 on the shelf and I've got 10 or 12 people who are subscribing, that's money.
Yeah.
That's money that is tied up. So, yeah, it does add up. It adds up quick. I know I had a lot of unsold subscription comic books when I closed up. It is a killer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people, support your local comic book shops if you have one. If not, find a comic book shop online and buy your comics from it.
Yep.
The one in Muncie that I go to,
They
do mail order comics.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
So, you know, it's things like that. Just, you know, like you said, do your part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've always thought that, like, it would make sense for a comic book shop to, you know, do like a down payment almost, where like, okay, so you subscribe for a month of January, you have to at least put down $20 towards that order, and I'll go ahead and order it. You know, something like that, just to kind of solidify, hey, I'm going to buy this. And that will actually go towards your order, you know, so that way it's like $20 off, and so it's a less of a hit. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you do a a subscription online of, sock of the month.
Yeah, Loot Crate. Yeah, any of those subscription
boxes.
You
have to pay up front.
You pay up front, yeah. Yeah, comic books is the only one that I know of. Well, not a comic book, like, box. Like, it's still, if you do a comic book subscription box online, yes, they want you to pay. But local comic book shops that are around, they typically don't do, some may, if, let us know. Send us an email, comment on Facebook, comment on this, Podomatic page. Let us know what your comic book shop does. I'm kind of curious to see if maybe in around different places in the U.S. they do different things, but all from what I've seen, it's always, you subscribe. Hey, I want to subscribe to Action Comics. I want to subscribe to Green Lantern, and I want to subscribe to Justice League. And so then,
as the Marvel
come out, they're in the trash can. Just kidding. they're on the shelves collecting dust. So, you subscribe to those. Yes, I am. You subscribe to those, and then they go ahead and put them in your pull list. So that's usually what I've seen. But yeah, let us know what you guys have seen. We're kind of curious.
All right, we're done ranting. Let's talk about comic books.
Comic books, comic books, comic books. Yes. That's the main thing we do. Yeah. So this issue in particular, we'll mainly be covering that. We're going to do like maybe a two-parter / whatever you want to call it. But this one will be mainly comic books. I'll go ahead and start us off in talking about Justice League versus Suicide Squad, issue number one. Again, this came out quite a while ago. I do not think we've covered it yet. I'm pretty sure we haven't. But yeah, so it's the first setup for it. I don't think that there was a prologue in Suicide Squad 8 or 7. I didn't see any though, because I read 8. I don't think I read 7, but I think 7 was too early for this whole storyline. So I don't think
Justice League?
Justice League versus Suicide Squad.
Nope, there was no tie-in at all.
This is brand new number one. Cause I'm kind of used to like some of the Marvel events that they do. They'll do an issue 0. They'll also do like a prologue and an Uncanny Adventures, and they do a prologue in Spider-Man to kind of tie in with those other ones as well. So yeah, I'm used to that kind of stuff. But Justice League issue number one, Justice League versus Suicide Squad issue number one, and there's a lot of fighting going on in comic books. I mean, there always is, but specifically with teams. They just finished up Civil War 2, and I'll talk about that a little bit. But for this issue, It was a decent setup. I liked it. The art was great in it. I picked up one of the variant covers because when I placed my order, it's all online because they're a huge store. So it's all online that you can set up your subscription with DCBS. And they do a lot of images. You can see them right there. I think they just get them from Diamond distributors. They get their images from them. But for the variant covers, they don't always get the images. Most times than not, there's no images for the variants. So you're kind of just gambling it if there isn't a picture online already. So this one's kind of a gamble. And I'm not really a fan of it. It was, it's okay. It's very cartoony. Feels very like late 90s, early 2000 kind of art style. I forgot who did the cover, but I think, Connor, there we go, Amanda Connor, she's also doing the art for Harley Quinn, so not really my thing, it's okay, but they have, on each of the variant covers, they have a member of the Justice League fighting a member of the Suicide Squad, which is, it's kind of cool, but some of the other covers look a lot cooler, so, but the art on the inside is a lot better. I think it's John Fabok is doing it, it's really good. We see a Suicide Squad going on a mission from Amanda Waller. We got a Killer Frost, who's now a part of the team. And I think it feels like a lot of this is now they're making decisions for the books based on the television shows and the movies. Like Suicide Squad fighting Justice League, that hasn't been a thing. We've never seen that before, really. Mm-mm. Might be some of the members of the Justice League fighting some of the members of Suicide Squad, but not a whole team versus team thing. Until now, all of a sudden, we have Justice League coming up, and we had a Suicide Squad movie already come out.
Maybe just nobody ever thought of it before.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe, it could also have been an idea of that. But you also see Killer Frost in the CW television show series, and she's now a part of, their team, and she's becoming more and more into the Killer Frost that we know. And we'll see how that develops through this season, next season of The Flash. But yeah, she hasn't, to my knowledge, she hasn't really been a part of the Suicide Squad ever. And before this, she's kind of just been away. Like, you haven't really seen her too much. So they're kind of ramping her up, and I think that's got to do something with the TV show. It's, if not, it's a really strange coincidence. But great, great story. I liked it a lot. You start off and you see somebody breaking into some ultra prison and breaking out these villains, and the guy and the guards are freaking out. They're like, "No, you can't do this. These guys are really bad, and you don't know who it is. It's all mysterious." And then you see Justice League find out about Suicide Squad. Batman's kind of giving them a rundown, and then Suicide Squad, their mission's just wrapping up, but it's going really bad for them. Deadshot kills one of the guys that they're trying to stop for the Suicide Squad, and then for whatever reason, this building's coming down. Deadshot's about to die, and then all of a sudden, and Deadshot is actually like accepting it, which is odd to see. Kind of, he's usually like that, a merc with a death wish or something. I don't know what his little slogan is, but yeah, he was okay with dying. He was like, "Well, you know, this is it. That's how it's gonna go. I'm fine with it." And Superman comes in and actually saves him, and the whole Justice League shows up, and they're talking for a little bit, and Amanda Waller's on the headset with with all the Suicide Squad, and she's like, "You know what to do. Do not let them take you alive," because she knows that if that happens, it's gonna end up bad for her. So they start fighting, and Suicide Squad's like, "Well, we're kind of at an advantage right now because we kill and you guys don't." So should be interesting to see how that goes out. I was thinking, okay, there's no chance. Justice League is fine. This is okay. And then they showed one of the fighting, and it never dawned on me. Completely like overlooked the entire thing, and I knew it, but I forgot about it. Enchantress is part of the Suicide Squad, and there she is fighting Superman. I'm like, well, this sucks. They
Because
have
he
a chance
doesn't,
now.
magic is a weakness to him.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it affects him. So yeah, I was like, thank God it. They actually have a chance now. This isn't good. And then we see at the end how it all started. Some D-list, a group of D-list, about four or five. Yeah, four D-list villains, it looks like. And Lobo. You might call him a D-list. I don't know. I think he's moved up in the ranks now. But he's pretty much a D-list villain. They're all standing there talking to this mysterious guy still. And then on the last panel, you see that is Maxwell Lord. And he is a. Yeah, he's back. He's alive. And yeah, he says that he wants to be the hero. And chances are, in his version of hero, is not a good thing, hence why he's breaking out the villains. So, should be interesting to see what happens because Suicide Squad issue 9, I think it was. I was kind of browsing through it. And it looks like that one might actually tie in to the Justice League versus Suicide Squad because that Suicide Squad and that issue is actually the villains of Maxwell Lord and his people. It's them. That's their ranks. That's their this roster is them. It's not Harley Quinn, Deadshot, et cetera, et cetera. I don't even think you see them at all in that issue, but that's something else.
Nope, you don't.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna jump in here on you.
Go for it.
Because in that issue of Suicide Squad number 9, it's all about Lobo and his team.
Yeah.
And apparently they were Amanda Waller's first Suicide Squad. Or
Ah.
maybe not her first, but an earlier
Okay.
team of Suicide Squad.
Huh.
Which
Okay.
I kind of baffled because I thought Lobo was a spacefaring mercenary and what is he doing on Earth and why is he in prison? But anyway, so yeah, it was a decent story. You're right, Suicide Squad as we know them, Harley Quinn and Deadshot and Croc, they're not in it.
Yeah. They're just not really
Yeah, not
shown at
an
all,
issue.
so they're probably just fighting the Justice League right now. So I have, and at this moment, it is January 14th, and issue 2, issue 3, and issue 4 have come out. Unfortunately, I've not read them yet, but I'm gonna catch up on them, and down later time, we'll go ahead and cover those as well.
Yeah, because I've only read issues 1 and 2,
Okay, so yeah, you can
so
talk about 2 here shortly.
actually, yeah, I'll hold off.
Okay,
We'll wait.
but yeah, so Justice League versus Suicide Squad. I liked it a lot. It was good. Great setup. Great art, like it a lot, and it should be interesting to see what happens, what Maxwell Lord has in store for these D-list villains. Now, jumping over to Marvel.
Yay! Marvel! Go Marvel!
I have, I'll go in timeline a little bit with this. I have Civil War number 2, issue 8. This is the final issue of Civil War 2, wrapping it up, the ending. And I do not think, well, there's going to be a prologue or an epilogue, of course. I think they call it Aftermath is usually what they name it. But yeah, so it's going to happen. But it ended Ended okay. It was.
It sucked. I'm gonna say.
You didn't like it, yeah?
I wrote on here Civil War 2, number 8, sad ending. It was just not sad as in boohoo, sad as in it sucked. I'm sorry. It's again, Marvel's build up, just like Age of Ultron storyline is like, oh, Age of Ultron is going to change everything. The story, you know, the issue, the comics they had out, what, 2012?
Yeah.
The story arc through the Marvel comics. It's going to change everything. And it was just, it left me like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Civil War, I did not like the way it ended at all. Sorry, go ahead. I'll jump back out.
Yeah, it seemed like it was, they had all these good ideas, and they wanted to execute them, but they wanted to do it as safely as possible. Because you see in issue 6, I think it was, it ended with Spider-Man holding Captain America, Steve Rogers, bloody and beaten up. Dead, it looked like. And then you see in this one, Ulysses, the inhuman guy who can kind of tell the future and give premonitions and see visions of what's going to happen. You see him, but his powers are getting more and more. You see that throughout time of this entire storyline. And it's ramping up and it's ramping up. And then finally, he becomes something like a
cosmic entity.
Yeah, he becomes a cosmic entity. Like, what's his name? Not Beholder.
Is Galactus, it Beyonder.
Beyonder, okay.
Entity, the Tribunal. Those are all cosmic entities. Inbetweeners. Yeah. Those are cosmic beings, and he became one.
Yeah, because his powers kept going and kept going, and then finally, boom, there it is. And so, yeah, so you see all these different timelines that could happen, and you see the Spider-Man and Captain America shot where he's bloody and dead. And you see a bunch of different futures of what could happen. And it was pretty cool. I liked how they did it. It was, how do you even call it? I don't know. It was very celestial. Yeah, some of the art was very celestial. That's a good word for it. And so, yeah, then you see what they're... It's kind of like half the issue was finishing up Civil War storyline. And then it seemed like half the issue was just leading up to other things. Like, they're like, okay, let's go ahead and use this as a launch point for all of our other things. So I'm assuming there's going to be a Ulysses title as well, so that you can see him as this cosmic entity and what it can do and what's going to happen with him. And, yeah, you see all these, like, shattered different, what do you want to call them, futures. And one of them is the upcoming storyline, Monsters Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep reading Inhumans versus X-Men, despite what my usual taste is. I have no interest in the slightest to pick up or read or any of that for this, what is it, Monsters Unleashed.
Yeah, title. Me neither. Don't feel like, bad, me neither.
Meh. Like, the shot that they have here looks cool, but that's about all I need. It's just, it's cool to see the covers and some of the things, but, like, they're going to be introducing all these monsters from all these different universes and alternate timelines that you're gonna want to, that they're forcing you to try to care about, but I don't even care about the Inhumans, so I doubt I'll care about all these monsters. So I don't know, we'll see what happens. It just yeah, I'm not too fond of it. And you see the Inhumans versus X-Men splash page here, and it's showing that future. And then you see the Spider-Man and Captain America where he's dead. So I don't know if they're going to have that kind of, you know, maybe like a what if. I could see a what if, you know, Captain America died at the hands of Spider-Man. I can see that being like a miniseries or something.
That'd be cool.
And then, what's this guy? I forgot. Medusa, you see, like, what's his name?
The Hercules?
I think, maybe. Yeah, it might be Hercules. Then. Can't tell.
They'll look alike.
And I think these are all pretty much going to be some events or some storylines that are coming up. You see Ultron's back and he's fighting some stuff, and it looks like what's his name? Sentinel is destroying. Yeah. So I'm guessing that all these splash pages are for future events that are going to be happening. And I think was it this one or was it in Humans versus X-Men? There was one shot. I think it was this one. I'm trying to browse through it real quick. So they're talking. Yeah, like for instance, Lady Captain Marvel is talking to Hawkeye. And he's talking about some, foreshadowing stuff. And he's like, you got it. Whatever's going to happen next, you have to trust me. So that's going to be a future thing. You actually see Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. I think that's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't want to think of it because it sounds really familiar about somebody else.
You're thinking of Danvers on Supergirl
yes,
TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah, okay. Agent so, Danvers. Yeah, not her. Yeah, Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel. She's actually talking to the president, and so she might get a promotion to President Marvel.
Well, he's talking to her about the deal that he offered Rhodes.
Yeah.
To, hey, come work directly for me. You know,
is it directly
suits.
For me, or is it... Is it becoming the president?
No, I think he was wanting to work for him and lead him up to good, greater things.
Okay, okay.
So now that Rhodes is no longer available,
yeah.
He's making the offer to Danvers.
So you see in here, she turns it down. She's like, I got something else planned. So it's just, it seems like too much, like, setup for too many other things. This isn't a, what do you call that? This isn't a Free Comic Book Day issue. Like, That's what Free Comic Book Day is for. Like, you have events, finish out these events that you have planned, Monsters Unleashed and Inhumans vs. X-Men, do your single titles, and then use Free Comic Book Day to launch other stuff. Like, I don't know, they're just doing too much right now, in my opinion.
Well, they're trying to get you, try to pique your interest so you'll, because this was a big hit, so they're trying to pique your interest so you're like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen here. What's this storyline about?
Yeah, it just, I don't know, it just seems too much.
It was.
But I do see, which I'm kind of excited for, I see a little splash page. It's tiny, tiny little splash of Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage. They're teamed up. They're all here standing on a rooftop, dark-lit night. And you see Daredevil, he has a different costume. It's his current one, right? It's like black and red.
Yeah, it's current new. Yeah, he just started that.
Majority of black versus... You've seen it before. I think Frank Miller had that kind of style when he went away from the yellow, I think. No, I think it was yellow-red and then mainly red and then this black and red. So, yeah, so you see them all together. And that's kind of cool because I'm really excited for the Netflix show coming up this summer, actually.
This summer.
Yes, yeah, they've confirmed it to be this summer. Not exactly when yet, because I think it was Entertainment Magazine or somebody. You see it all over the internet now, but they've released a bunch of different images for the Defenders and some stills from the actual set. They released all that, and they've said this summer, 2017. I'm assuming it's going to be August, late August probably. Some people are speculating June or July, but I think that's a little too soon because we have March. We're going to have Iron Fist. And I hope, and I think, and what we've seen before, that's going to be a 13-episode season. Mm. Yeah, whatever we call it, of Iron Fist. Like, it's always been with Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. They've each had 13 episodes. However, I haven't seen it confirmed. I've seen it rumored and kind of talked about. But the Defenders might just be an 8-episode season.
Aww.
So, I mean, like, we'll get it sooner, but it's going to be less, allegedly. It still could be 13. Who knows? Maybe. I hope it is. I really do. But I think it might just be 8. But that's still a lot. That's 8 hours of a team-up, you know? We're going to see all of them together. And it's, you know, it's Netflix, so it's essentially a full hour. There's no commercials. I think, I don't think it's usually about 45. I think it's closer to 50-something or an hour of actual content. So, but yeah, they confirm it to be this summer. So that's exciting. Just hope it's early summer versus late summer. So we'll see. When we get more updates, we'll let you know. So, Civil War II, Tony got obliterated. He's beaten up, and they're like, hey, he did something to his body. He was doing experiments and testing. We don't know what, but he did something. We'll find out, and well, I don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, he's in a coma, right?
Yeah, he's in a coma, and so I almost called him Frank. Hank McCoy. He's like, I don't want to do any testing on his body, blah, blah, blah. It's the AI thing, I'm assuming. Like, he's probably set it up so that he can't die right now. He'll die at a later point. But he set it up so that when he does die, he'll go into an AI kind of thing to help out the Iron Man, Iron Heart, whatever her name is right now. So, yeah, Tony got obliterated. Ulysses, like we talked about, he got upgraded. And Captain Marvel got offered a promotion. So we'll see what happens. And, yeah, it was... Like, yeah, I wasn't too excited for it. It was okay. I thought it was all right. But it seemed like, yeah, half the book was just wrapping up the storyline, and half the book was just lead up for setup for all this other stuff. Yeah. So, but no issue 9 though, which is cool. I'm okay with that. There was rumored, and I thought it was officially released, that there was going to be an issue 9 for Civil War 2, but for whatever reason, it was axed, and they just said 8, and we'll do it in 8, so I'm happy with that. And then, chronologically, on release dates, this one actually came out beforehand, but I think in timeline-wise, Inhumans vs. X-Men is actually after the events of Civil War 2.
They are.
Okay, but it came out before the issue 8 came out, so yeah, thanks Marvel. So, Inhumans vs. X-Men.
Issue 0 came out.
Issue 0 came out, but I think issue 1 came out too.
Yeah, it
came out. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it came out a week after.
All right. I want to Google it right now, but I'll keep on moving on. Thank you. Inhumans vs. X-Men. Kenneth Rocafort is doing the art for most of it. I actually got one of the variant covers. I'm excited about it. Super cool. I think I'll probably like frame it or something. I probably won't slab it, like, you know, send it off to CGC and get it graded. And I probably won't do that, but I'll probably at least frame it because it looks really cool. What are you going to say?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, well. So tell us more about this Inhumans issue number 1 that you got versus X-Men. The special cover?
Yeah. It's, Kenneth Rocafort. He did the cover before. It's like, you can see it online. Mm-hmm. It's like Inhumans on the top, X-Men on the top, or on the bottom. You kind of flip it over. It's not reversible, but, you know, you can flip it.
And did you read that issue you have?
No, I did not. I kept it sealed up. Yeah.
So how come you didn't read that issue that you have?
I didn't read it because it is actually a 1 in 50. So it's a rare issue. For every 50 regular issues they made one of those. It's not as rare as the 100 to 1, but it's 50 to 1. And it's actually, right now, and what I paid for, it's $30. And you can get them online for about 35 or so.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a little bit extra, but again, I'm a huge fan of Kenneth Rocafort.
Your wife is not going to listen to this episode.
if so, that's fine. She's like, well, that's where his Christmas money's going. So, because yeah, I still haven't spent most of my Christmas money. So I'm like, I'll do it for this. So yeah, I'll probably keep it. That's the plans right now. I usually don't just sell it off because you got to ship it. You got to hope that nothing happens and damaging of shipping it because then it's just a headache. So. And yeah, I like it. It's cool. And I don't think I have any Marvel issues right now that I want to frame and hang up. I think that'll be one of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah. I love Kenneth Rocafort. If you listen to this, send me an email. It'll make my year. So,
all right. So
to get into it.
Inhumans versus X-Men.
Yes. The X-Men are, this cloud's going around, the Terrigen Mist. It's going around Earth, of course. One of them got destroyed, these cloud things, and Cyclops destroyed it, and he actually died in doing so. And long story, Emma Frost did some mind control stuff, yada, yada, yada. And Cyclops died, so the current timeline Cyclops is dead. But there is a past tense Cyclops that has time traveled into the current timeline, so we still have a Cyclops, just not the actual Cyclops of this timeline. Yeah. So it gets kind of confusing there. But so this mist, as we talked about before in other events, the Terrigen Mist it comes from the Inhumans, right?
Yeah, they released the cloud.
Okay, yeah. So it comes from them, and it creates other Inhumans. These Inhumans on Earth have these little genes or something in them. Metachlorians, I don't know. But the Terrigen Mist, we're crossing streams here. They have these chemicals or genes or something in them, and the Terrigen Mist bring them out and give them superpowers and mutates them of some kind, some way. So the Inhumans are all for it. It's kind of like, hey, we want more people. We want to grow our ranks. We want to have our community of people, and they're destined. So the humans want the mist. They want it to still keep going, and the X-Men find out. This is a long time ago, but the X-Men find out that these Terrigen Mists, the one cloud that there is right now, actually kills the X-Men. At first, it was just
mutants. Kills mutants.
Mutants, yes. Yeah, mutants and X-Men. Yeah,
mutant factor, gene factor.
Yeah, all mutants, X-Men, mm-hmm. and non-X-Men. So yeah, it kills the mutants. Before, they just thought it just like sterilized them. It stopped them, their powers, and it stopped them from procreating. But now it actually found out that it actually is killing them, or can kill them, if they come in contact with it. So they're like, we need to get rid of it. We've tried everything. Hank has tried to do all his sciencey stuff, and it still can't figure out what to do for it. Magneto and Emma Frost are like, well, we're going to fight it and destroy it and stop the Inhumans because they're going to want to stop us. So they're like, we're going to take out the Inhumans, and then we'll destroy the mist thing. And I was like, all right, well, Hank McCoy keeps talking about, don't do it. The Inhumans are more to be reckoned with, and you just don't know their full power and stuff. And I'm like, all right, it's the Inhumans. I'm not a fan of them. And, like, who was it? Was it three of them? Yeah, Magneto, Emma Frost, and, yeah, some other guy. So, yeah, three of the Inhumans are already taken out in this first issue. So that's progress to happen
Oh, it's
pretty
Black
quickly.
Bolt.
Yeah, Black Bolt was taken down by Emma Frost and slash Dazzler as well.
And Magneto,
Yep, Magneto took down was no Medusa wasn't there. Magneto took down this entire ship, like one of their headquarters. Took down the whole ship, and then some D grade mutant X-Men person took down the dog, gave him some pills or something. I don't know. I'm
Lockjaw.
hoping that's just like sleeping medicine to put it asleep and
Yeah.
hopefully not put it down.
No.
Yeah, because they're talking about that. Like, wait. You forgot about the dog. This dog can teleport and it's giant mutant, huge dog thing.
Inhuman.
Inhuman, but it's mutated. It's giant. It's huge. It's bigger than a human. So,
The problem is with the X-Men is the Inhumans were helping, were saving mutants. They were tracking the cloud, then they were searching for mutants in the path of the cloud, and then going to rescue them. So they were trying to help the mutants. They realized it was a problem.
yeah.
And the mutants, the X-Men, didn't want to hear it. So that's. Did you read issue two yet?
I've not read issue two. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm biased because I like the X-Men more, but I'm kind of siding with Magneto right now because he's like, yes, you're saving him, but you're doing it slowly and you're not really helping anything. You're just treating a symptom when this cloud is still going to keep going around. And Hank is actually talking about it. He's saying that it's actually getting bigger and more saturated. So it's
Yes,
going to, yeah, so it's
they
going
have
to keep
about
growing.
30 days left or a couple weeks
2 weeks,
left
yeah.
on Earth before they will either die or they'll have to leave the
Yeah,
planet.
yeah. So that's the whole big thing of it. Yeah, that's the reason why it's forcing them to do this. But yeah, so it's like, yeah, it's technically they were there first. Like the Inhumans were on the moon and they were living fine. I don't know why they left the moon. Do you remember that?
Nah.
Okay, yeah, they were on the dark side of the moon. That was where their base was.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, they came to Earth and now they were cohabitating fine. And there was a truce and some people died, but they decided, nope, we're going to be fine. You do your stuff, we'll do ours. And now it's just, nope, it's not happening.
Well, issue two, and I won't go into too many
Okay.
details, but issue two, the X-Men wage an all-out attack on the Inhumans'
Yeah, you see at
home
the end of
base.
issue one, you see them kind of like going towards it. So,
Yeah, they
sweet.
attack and they take prisoners.
Really?
Yeah,
Sweet.
so.
I'm excited for this. It should be okay. If the humans lose, I'll be happy. I do not see it going that way. My guess for this, the end of the event, I think that there were going to be more humans left than X-Men. For whatever reason, I think maybe the X-Men may go to a different plane of existence or a different planet or something. I don't know. But because yeah, that's what some of them are talking about. They're like, well, we have to leave Earth, you know, and we'll come back eventually. But we just have to leave right now. It's gonna kill us. And Magneto and Emma Frost and a lot of others are like, no, this is our home, and rightfully so. They've been there since like the 80s and 90s, like their 70s really is the first
Yeah.
X-Men. So like, let them stay there and humans go back to the moon or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know. The Inhumans are more annoying. I don't care about any of them. They seem like a made up, like second rate X-Men.
Yeah, they were always kind of a D grade
Yeah.
comic book characters. You would see them pop up like Medusa and Black Bolt
Yeah.
and Lockjaw. They'd pop up every once in a while throughout the years. But there's never any big storylines.
Yeah.
Eh, they're there.
Yeah. But Marvel keeps as we've said before, Marvel keeps pushing it on us. And from what I see in future titles, there's gonna be less X-Men titles and more Inhuman titles. And I think it's a bigger thing to do with Disney, you know, makes the decision of switching that. I think it's gonna keep happening because they don't own the rights for the TV show and movies. And now Fox is doing FX TV show for what's his name?
Legion.
Legion, yeah. So he's multiple personalities, superhero guy who's losing his mind. So they have a show for that. They have all these other movies and cartoons and stuff. So Fox is all that, and Marvel wants that money. So they're gonna go ahead and probably do more Inhumans because they have the rights for it, and it's their closest thing to that kind of genre. So I don't know. I hope the X-Men win. I'm a Team X-Men kind of person, but we'll see what happens. But yes, for comic books for a while, that's what I got for at least.
Wow. Okay.
I got some more news after you cover your reviews and what you thought on it and stuff like that. But yeah, I have some more news to kind of talk about later on. But lead the way.
I got a list here. I'm going to kind of zip down through it here. So we talked about the Justice League, issue number 9 and 10. They tied up the storyline of when somebody took over the Watchtower from outer space, almost crashed it into the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out it was a small child playing with a tablet.
Huh.
That's basically in a nutshell what happened.
Really?
Yeah. So,
huh.
I'll move on because that I'm kind of getting losing my faith in the Justice League comics. Infamous Iron Man number 2. It's starting to continue to It's continuing to disappoint me. That's the one with the young girl taking over the suit of armor with the AI Tony Stark. I'm not impressed. Again, I'm probably a little bit out of the demographic they're working for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably drop in that title here eventually. Suicide Squad 8 and I think it's 9. They finished up the General Zod storyline that Amanda Waller had the Suicide Squad steal a Phantom Zone sphere that he was in. He escaped. They got him back in it. And then it was in the prison and all the prisoners were rioting because the energies from this Phantom Zone. So they finally laid that storyline to death. I suspected that that was going to be what tied into the Justice League Suicide Squad crossover.
Yeah.
But it's not been brought up yet, so we'll see what happens. Action Comics 969, 970, 971 continues the storyline of Lex Luthor is kidnapped, put on trial, or captured, put on trial for crimes against the galaxy. Because apparently sometime in the future, he picks up, was it Apocalypse? Is that his name?
Darkseid.
Yeah, he picks up Darkseid's
from Apocalypse.
Powers and picks up the mantle of Darkseid and starts being a ruler of the universe. So this planet, race of people, put Lex Luthor on trial. They're ready to condemn him to death. Actually, they did condemn him to death, but Superman goes there to save him and is like, yeah, I'm not going to let them kill you. Nobody kills him. He hasn't done anything wrong. So he fights for his honor, if you will. And then they get stuck. They escape and try to head home. And they get stuck on another planet with a red sun.
Yes. I remember hearing about that.
So Lex Luthor's kind of pissed because of all the times he needs Superman at full strength, he doesn't have him.
Yeah.
So he's got to protect him. So he's kind of pissed about that. So that's Action Comics, again, 969, 970, and 971. Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows, issues 2 and 3, brings us to Peter Parker, Mary Jane, and their daughter. And their daughter is basically a mutant. They don't call her that, but she has the spider powers. She has the, what do you call it, one of those spidey sense?
Yeah.
But we find out in issue number 3, her spidey sense is enhanced. She sees the future.
Ah, okay. So it's more precognition than what Spider-Man can do. Okay.
In fact, she said it was like a movie playing in her head. She could see events happening.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was plenty of time for her to get to the scene before it even happened.
Huh.
It was really cool. In fact, she got to the scene, she saw her parents in grave danger, and she gets to the scene, they're not even there yet.
Oh, wow.
So nothing's happened. So it was pretty cool.
So Spidey sense is actually effective. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was really good. And, of course, she gets in trouble because she's a young girl, a preteen, and so mom and dad are trying to protect her. You know, you shouldn't be out using your powers. People can see you, et cetera, et cetera. And they all have spider suits. Even Mary Jane has a spider suit.
Really?
She has powers. However, the powers are funneled from energies from a villain they fought in another book, Resurgent, I think his name was. And he was collecting powers of all the other heroes.
Oh, yeah, I remember talking about that.
So he was able to, they were able to use some of his technology and give her some of Peter Parker's Spider-Man powers. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Superman issue 13 and 14, I forget what 13 was about, but 14 starts a new storyline. Where, well, you haven't read it yet, have you? So I should probably shouldn't.
I have not, but you can go ahead. Go ahead. Go for it.
Briefly.
Okay.
It's a crosses. Somebody's capturing Superman from across the multiverse.
Okay.
Including there's a rabbit that's got Superman like powers.
Yes, yeah. I think it's Captain Carrot. Yes.
Could be. Yeah. So he's, we see him. So Daredevil, issue 14, end of the storyline of when Blindspot, Daredevil's partner, gets literally blind. He gets his eyes poked out.
Oh.
Intentionally by the villain that Daredevil was chasing him and Blindspot were chasing. And the guy was just a total maniac serial killer. So they capture him. S.H.I.E.L.D. takes him into custody. And issue 15 begins a new story arc where we bring in Bullseye. And I happen to see in that issue where they're advertising Elektra, number one.
Yeah, it's coming out.
And Bullseye, number one.
Ah, okay.
So I'm looking forward to that because they all tied together because years ago, Bullseye killed Elektra. Elektra was Daredevil or Matt's love interest. I mean, they were heart and soul. And Bullseye killed her and dropped her. So that was a peak. That was a Frank Miller storyline years ago. So I'm looking forward to Elektra and Bullseye number ones when they come out. The Uncanny Avengers, issue number 17, ended the reanimation of the Incredible Hulk by the Hand. And we see the Hulk is just a big, massive, angry, green, living energy. And they defeat him. In fact, Johnny Storm helps. He goes supernova on the Hulk.
Oh, nice.
And all they did was turn him into crispy, burnt skin the size of the Hulk, who was still pissed.
Oh.
But they subdued him. They're able to reverse. Brother Voodoo was able to reverse what the Hand did. And so the body of Bruce Banner was once again returned back to the States, and they turned it over to Captain America. So okay. We don't know what Captain America did with Bruce Banner's body, but they showed him holding the body and walking away. Issue 18 and 19 of the Uncanny Avengers apparently is a continuing storyline concerning the Red Skull, who has Charles Xavier's brain that he's using to control everybody.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid, but I think the Uncanny Avengers will all be dropping from my pool list real soon. Venom issue number 2. In Venom issue number 1, the Symbionite gets a new host.
Yes.
It's dropped Flash Thompson,
yes.
Perhaps?
Yeah.
It's dropped him, and he found a new host. I didn't care too much for issue number 1. Issue number 2 has potential for the series, so I'll hold out for a few more issues. In this relationship with Venom and his new host, Venom usually controls the host.
Mm-hmm.
The entity Venom is, this is what we're going to do. In this new host, the host controls Venom. So he's making Venom do what he wants to do. And it's scaring Venom. Venom doesn't understand how this can be. He's never had a host that's controlled him.
Really? I thought Flash Thompson got a hold of him because he was a part of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. Mm-hmm. He had like guns and stuff. Yeah. Like he looked like he was full.
And they worked together.
Okay, they were controlled.
But
okay.
At the end of the day, Venom was in control.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I never knew that. Okay.
Yeah, if Venom wanted to do something, Flash didn't have any choice in the matter. That's what happened. So that's not the case here. Superwoman issues 5 and 6. I couldn't tell you what they're about.
No?
I looked at them. I couldn't bring myself to read them. I started reading like this is awful.
Oh.
So when I was at the comic shop and I'm going through my list or my stack the other day, I said, this one, I'll buy it because it was on my list.
Yeah.
I said, I'll go ahead and buy it, but take it off my list. I'm not going to buy it anymore. He's like, okay. I can't get into it.
Yeah.
So Superwoman, I'm dropping. Amazing Spider-Woman. No, I'm sorry. Amazing Spider-Man issue number 22 is a Clone Wars tie-in. So that's just an ongoing storyline. Invincible Iron Man numbers 2 and 3. That is is that the one? Actually, I got my Iron Man mixed up here. Invincible Iron Man 2 and 3 is the young girl.
Yes.
Which still has not impressed me.
Yeah.
Infamous Iron Man, which I talked about earlier, issue number 2, that is the one where Victor Von Doom is taking over the armor, or he's trying to take over the armor and be the Iron Man.
Yeah.
Be the hero that he feels he should be. And they give a little history on this issue number, on why he wants to do this.
Okay.
It's because he had stolen the Beyonder's powers, and he had created a whole universe for himself. And it's when the Secret Wars happened just recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And that whole story arc. And he was ruler of all. Remember that? Well, he was ruler of all, and he was still, this is kind of boring.
Yeah.
And he couldn't understand why what he was missing in his life. So he thinks being a hero will fill that void.
Okay. Ah, interesting.
So, of course, we talked about the Thing was tracking him down, and they had a very brief battle. And then Victor got rid of the Thing, and he went someplace else. It was just stupid. I'm only reading it because I like Doctor Doom, and I'm kind of curious to see how far this is going to go. So, in Famous Iron Man, it's disappointing me, but I'm going to hold off. Trinity number 4, if we remember, we talked about issues 2 was about Superman, and 3 was about Batman, and I suggest I figured issue 4 would be about Wonder Woman, and it is.
Okay.
They've all three been captured, and they're all three having these mental dreams, if you would, that they're real to them.
Yeah, it's because Poison Ivy has been in a coma, right? Okay. Yeah. I'm seeing at the end of issue 2.
Issue 4 was just as predictable as the rest. It's just, I don't know. I'm not too impressed.
Yeah, because they each have like this alternate dream world that they're living in, and they each have to, they have to decide to get out of it. You know, like we saw, I think it was, Superman, I think he was with his family still, and everything's fine and dandy, but he can tell that it wasn't right. And I think the same thing happened to Bruce, and Wonder Woman probably too now.
And here in the Wonder Woman, in this issue 4, both Superman and Batman are telling her, Diana, this is not real.
Yeah.
You have to accept this. She's like, oh, I'm going to go with it and see what happens. Vigilante number 3. Again, I have my displeasure with the Vigilante title. I'm only getting it because it says Vigilante, and I've been a Vigilante fan since a while. All-Star Batman number 5 completed the storyline with Two-Face. Nothing special happened.
No.
Not that I expected to be. They're all leading up to this big thing, but just another issue. They fight and they talk their feelings out, which is kind of surprising. Issue number 6 starts a new storyline with Mr. Freeze. So it's kind of interesting.
Kind of hopping.
Yep.
So is he heading back? Is he on another road trip back to?
No, he's. It doesn't put it on the timeline where it picks up at.
Okay.
But the book opens up with he's in the Antarctica, I think it is.
Okay.
Makes sense. In either Antarctica or the other one. So you have Antarctica, which is the bottom, and North Arctic Pole. So he's up north.
Yep.
Because it said it was above Alaska. Did you read it?
No. But North Pole. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Up there in the Arctic. Yeah.
Sure. If you say so, I believe you.
Where Santa Claus is.
You think that's all right.
He's with Santa Claus and Rudolph, the abominable snowman.
Thor, who is, of course, the goddess of thunder. Issue 14 and 15. Issue 15 starts a new storyline where the Shi'ar Empire attacks Asgard.
Okay.
And they kidnapped the goddess of thunder, Lady Thor. They kidnap her and take her away.
Hmm.
Kind of surprising that somebody could actually attack Asgard and get away with it.
Yeah.
So Hulk issue number 1 was a new comic book coming out that instead of being She-Hulk, it's just Hulk. She's taking over the mantle as Hulk.
Hmm.
At least in the title of the book. Mm-hmm. Right now, she's a lawyer trying to find her. She was injured really bad before. She's lost her cousin, Bruce. So right now, she's kind of in a dark place. She's got a lot of built-up rage and anger. So that's starting to crack the surface a little bit on her. She's in human form as a lawyer, which is rare. Usually she's in the She-Hulk form. So we'll see how that turns out. The anger is seeping out. There's a couple times where she kind of hulks out a little bit. Then she reels it back in. So I'm kind of anxious to see how that goes. So I did pick up a She-Hulk issue number 1. It's not bad. Cover was pretty decent. So we talked about Lady Thor. Marvel Comics, and I've noticed a lot of the other comics, have really started to draw on the success of Lady Thor, and they have come out with Hawkeye, number 1, who is a woman.
Yes, I saw that.
And, of course, the Iron Man is a woman.
Yeah, yep.
And there's a couple other ones that are popping up there.
Yeah, Captain America.
Captain America?
You didn't know that? Yeah, Captain America is now, it's passed on. It's not, from my understanding, it's not going to be Sam Wilson anymore. At least for a little bit. What's her name? She's got a shield. She's been a part of Marvel for a while. She was in Luke Cage. What's her name?
Darn it.
We'll edit this. It's okay.
No, we won't. Let it play out. She's a cop.
Yep.
Detective. It's right there. I don't know. So we'll skip it. So she's it, huh?
Yeah, she is. She is the one. We'll Google it.
All right, Google it while I continue on. So anyway, Hawkeye issue number 1. I was not impressed at all. I wished I hadn't bought it. It was one of those that I'd rather have wanted to purchase than to actually purchase. So that's $4 that's gone. I don't have a problem with the women taking over the hero spots.
Misty Knight is, she is now the, she's got a metal arm from what I see as well. And yeah, so she's gonna be Captain America at least for a little bit, maybe a couple issues, maybe for a long time. And Sam Wilson's Captain America, she is Captain America. So I picked that one up just because of that, and I think that's probably directly because of Luke Cage television show.
See, in the comic book, she has had a metal arm for a long time.
Okay, awesome.
In the TV show of Luke Cage, they kind of alluded to something happening to her because she got shot in the arm and she lost a lot of blood, and they made a comment about her losing her arm. She's like, "I'm not gonna lose my arm." And of course then they kept her arm. But
I never knew that. That's cool. That is really
yeah,
cool.
they kind of alluded to it, kind of a little trick there.
Yeah, okay. I like it. Yeah, I haven't got a chance to read that issue yet, but yeah, I skimmed through it a little bit and yeah, saw the metal arm and saw that she's dressed up in the Captain America gear.
Huh. I missed that. I have to check into that. Unworthy Thor, issue number three. If I remember correctly, Odin's son, the original Thor, fell from grace. He became unworthy to handle the hammer, and the hammer picked Jane Foster to be the new Thor. So Odin's son is on the search for, he heard there was another hammer. It's the one that ended up from the Secret Wars. One of the Thors, I think Ultimate Thor died, and when he died, his hammer was thrown off into space, and it traveled through the dimensions and through the universes, and it crash landed into an old Asgard, I guess I'll say neighborhood, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think I told this before, a collector decided he wanted the hammer, this Thor hammer, so he couldn't pick the hammer up. So he took the whole area the hammer was laying in, the whole realm. So anyway, so Odin's son has found it. He's been captured by the collector. They're fighting off and on. He's with Beta Ray Bill, and they're trying to get this new hammer so he can become a Thor again. So issue number three is really good. So lastly is Thanos. Now I'm not sure if I talked about issue number one before or not, but I have issue two, which I just read recently. A lot of times you read a comic book and it's like, okay, it's just a story. It's just a, it's a comic book. It's a cartoon on paper that you're reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some art and some story.
Yeah. Other times you pick up a comic book and read it, and there's a deep story. Every panel has something to share, has a story to tell. No pun intended, but there's something there. There's something, I won't say meaningful. It's a comic book, don't get me wrong, but it's not just a cartoon on paper. It's deep.
Yeah.
That's Thanos.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Now, it's not life-altering,
Okay.
I'm finding myself type of book. But,
Coming of age.
yeah. In this storyline, Thanos is dying.
Okay.
Okay, he's got, we'll say it's a cancer, if you will. He's dying. He's looking for a cure. He's so desperate, he even kills his own father because his father couldn't help him find a cure.
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah, you're worthless to me. And he kills him. I was just kind of impressed. Maybe it's the artwork, it's the story itself, it's the writers. It's not just a cartoon on pages that I'm reading the panels of. I can't express, and I keep repeating myself. It's a deep story. It's very worth following.
Okay. Well, I'm buying Thanos 1 and 2 now. I'm going to hop on eBay right now because that's, yeah, I've never heard you give a review like that. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
I'm not a big Thanos fan. I could care less.
Yeah, he's
But
okay.
I'm impressed.
Okay. And I heard about it a while back, and because I think Jeff Lemire, right? I think he does the story. Is it Lemire?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. He does the story for it, and he's fantastic. He's done, oh goodness, there's a countless. Like, if I start listing them, I'm going to forget someone's favorite, but yeah, he's definitely one of the big ones. Personally, for me, Green Arrow. He started on issue 17 or 18, I think, maybe 14, of Green Arrow back in the New 52, and it was amazing. After that, it was, yeah, a same kind of effect. It was a deep story. It was awesome. It was the humility of it,
Yeah.
but yet the scale of it. It's just, he's an awesome writer. So definitely someday want to grow up to be like him.
Well, that's, folks, is all I have about comic books. I know it was a rather lengthy list, but of course that was 4 weeks worth of books that I kind
Yes.
of breezed through. So, Ryan, that's all I have. I'll turn it over to you for a couple minutes.
Yeah. I'll go over some quick little news that I have here. Just going to shotgun some of these real quick. Deadpool 2 has been officially listed as it's going to be leading into an X-Force movie and beyond after that. So there's going to be more movies. So Deadpool 2 is going to be maybe just a lead up, like a setup movie. So we'll see. I hope they don't just do that. But nonetheless, an X-Force would be kind of cool to see as well.
Yeah, because they've said now that Colossus and what was that nuclear head teenage
son of a gun. I forgot it. Teenage nuclear warhead, I think. I don't know. Something. Yes, yeah. We know what you're talking about.
They're going to be in Deadpool number 2.
Yeah. So, and I think the taxi cab driver is also going to be in it.
So, that was
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. A lot of people were like, "What is he going to be in it?" And they've confirmed, yeah, he'll be back. So, Green Lantern movie. They talked about it. I think it was this week they officially announced that it's going to be, the storyline is going to be Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart is going to be leading the Green Lantern. And they're going to be mainly focusing on Jon Stewart a little more so that you can see, you know, that character. And I'm thinking that they're going to lead him into leading the core, and that way Hal Jordan can join the Justice League at a later point. So, but yeah, they've officially announced that that's what's going to be. Mainly them, the core as well, but mainly their interactions and specifically with Jon Stewart's origin. Green Lantern is there. Channing Tatum is still going to be attached to Gambit. There was some rumors that they've kind of postponed it, and maybe they've canceled altogether. But yeah, it looks like he's still attached to it. He's still going to be doing it, and we'll have to wait to see what happens with that. Jeff Loeb, he's actually the main guy with the Netflix Marvel TV shows. A lot of people have asked him, so is the Defenders going to be connected to the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Mm. We've heard them talk about the event. We've heard them talk about all this other stuff with the movies, but we haven't had any characters interact with each other from the actual cinematic universe or the Marvel Netflix universe. They haven't crossed paths there. So Jeff Loeb kind of joked around. He's like, you want me to say, hashtag they're connected or something like that. And he's like, unfortunately, I can't give you that. But he says, his direct quote, if the story warrants it, we will obviously do our best to have folks cross into each other's storylines. So kind of vague, but saying that if that's what's going to happen, then yes, we'll do it. And I think that is a definite, because the storyline should actually have them cross paths, because they need everybody for Infinity War. Like, everybody. So, we'll see what happens. And then, Logan, the movie coming out later this year, they've officially announced, Hugh Jackman has talked about the official synopsis. They've released it. And it's kind of still vague, though. But, so, the official synopsis of the Logan movie coming out, I think it's March or April, says, in the near future, a weary Logan cares for an ailing Professor X in a hideout on the Mexican border. But Logan's attempts to hide from the world and his legacy are upended when a young mutant arrives, being pursued by dark forces. Still kind of vague, but that's okay. Like, you don't want to give away every little thing, but you can kind of guess most of that from the trailer. But yeah, that's going to be the main synopsis for it. So that's try to get some quick little snapshots of some comic book news and stuff. Did you hear anything?
No, there's a couple things. I'm going to wait till next podcast to talk about.
Okay.
I do have a listener question. A listener sent me some questions.
Okay.
That I will respond to on our next podcast.
Okay. We'll tune in for that one.
Yeah. So this is issue 21, and that'll be issue 22.
Okay.
So that'll be coming up. What you got?
I do have another thing. It is not a comic book overall news, but more so a personal news update. Nothing too big.
Oh, it's big.
So I started, as some of you may know, friends of mine, and you may know, of course, back in last year, April time, started working out, being healthy, lost about 40 pounds or so. And part of that was for cosplaying. I thought, hey, that'd be cool to do. Be fun to try out. So I did that, went to two conventions, in about November, October time, and as Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was cool. I didn't expect all the attention. It was kind of weird at first. But the biggest thing for me is the reaction from the kids. That was awesome. That was like, okay, that's actually worth it. I may do it again.
I saw that glow in you.
Yeah, that happened. It was very cool to see that. And so this week, I have decided, I'm back on to working out and eating healthy. And I've decided that this May, I'm going to get some people together. I'll start working on it now. But I'm actually going to get some other cosplayers together here in Fort Wayne, and we're going to go to local children's hospitals and cheer up children, visit them, and take pictures and talk with them, meet them. So, yeah.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah. Because I know Indianapolis and other stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I'm working on my Dr. Doom. Yeah. After I saw you and yours, I'm like, I could do a Dr. Doom. Excuse me. And I've got the mask. Unfortunately, I had to buy the mask online. I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But I'm working on that too. Yeah, I'm working on making the rest. I've already got the stuff I need. I've already started. But I would like to go with you, but I don't think Dr. Doom would be appropriate. It might scare small children.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't think it depends on the cosplayers. Like, I don't know if every single one of them is going to want to choose a happy-go-lucky hero, you know, because I did see at the cons, like, Deadpool got lots of, you know, excitement and, like, oh, he's Deadpool and excitement and all this stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that we'll see what happens. I don't know. Chances are there may be a group of people already doing it here in Fort Wayne. I just haven't seen it. But, yeah, I mean, I'm willing to accept everyone. Kids love Dr. Doom, you know. They like a good villain. We need somebody to beat up on.
Some of that, too, and I'm not trying to burst your bubble, even though I enjoy doing that. Some of that, too, is it's heartbreaking.
Yes.
It's heart. It is literally heartbreaking to see those children in the condition that they're in.
Yeah.
And they're so innocent. They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a whole other political thing. I'm not trying to bring anybody down, which I just did. So that's something you have to be prepared for. Plus, there's probably some legal stuff that will have to be checked into and gone around. You can't just walk in a hospital. Absolutely. Children, hey, what's up? I'm so-and-so.
But I hope not. I really do. Like, I was talking to my wife about it.
Freak out.
Yeah. Because I was talking to her about it. I was like, I hope they do background checks and stuff because that wouldn't be good if they didn't. So, yeah. And I'd be, I'm okay with that. Like, I got nothing to hide for that. I just think, like, you know, the excitement that the kids had at the conventions was pretty awesome to see. I've seen New York and San Diego, and I think there might be a team in Indianapolis that does it. But, I mean, there's kids in Fort Wayne as well. Like, we have a children's hospital. We have hospitals with children wings in them. And it's like, still, like, they deserve excitement and hope and all this other stuff, too. So
it's for the children.
It's for the children, yeah. So, yeah, cool. Officially, I've decided it's going to happen. And for me, it's another, like, it's another why, because I started back up this week and I'm like, I need a good why. Like, why should I keep being healthy? Why should I keep working out? It's a heck of a time strain on me. I could be doing so many other awesome things. And I was like, that's it. That's going to be, that's my decision. And that would motivate me. And yeah, so, and I thought about that later on this week. I was like, there's going to be times where, like, you know, I mean, again, we'll say this and then we'll end on a happier note, but not fully expected, but like, I'm gonna have to realize, like, I'll start in May and there'll be kids in June and July and August and it'll be great to see them, but then maybe September there isn't, you know. So it's like, I don't know, it's hard to, yeah. So I'm gonna have to deal with that, but they still deserve excitement, they still deserve, you know, the same kind of stuff that's going on with in New York and all this other stuff. So we'll see what happens. So I need to work on some more cosplays as well. I think Winter Soldier is cool. Bucky's awesome and stuff. But, you know, he's Winter Soldier. He's a soldier. He's, I don't know, there's too many guns.
He kills people.
He's kind of a mercenary.
Or killed people, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe Captain America. So we'll see what happens.
That's something you'd have to also maybe stock up on some comic books to pass out.
Yeah, some that'd be cool.
Kid-friendly comic books.
Yes, absolutely.
That's something to think about. I like it, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
That's awesome.
Stay tuned. We'll see what happens, and I'm excited for it, and that's all. I'm excited.
Awesome. I'm excited for you to be excited.
Yes. So, yeah, comic books. We got all kinds of comic book stuff that we've covered here, some news, and yes, check out issue 22.
We're coming out real soon.
Yes, yeah, probably same day, if not.
I don't know about all that.
Day. No?
It's a little time-consuming.
Okay.
But we will get it done. It's not going to be a month.
Yeah, definitely won't be a month. But, so yeah, so issue 22. So this one's just comic books. So next one, we may cover some news and we'll talk about TV shows and movies, but there will be no comic book reviews.
Well, we might throw one in there just because it's nerd stuff.
Yeah.
We don't want people yanking our nerd card away.
Yes. But, so, as always, check us out on Facebook, Podomatic. We have a Gmail as well. Email us. All Access Nerds. So it's All Access Nerds on Facebook. It's All Access Nerds on Google+. All Access Nerds at gmail.com. Anywhere and everywhere. Podomatic, iTunes as well.
Especially iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, yeah.
We'd like to see those. Yeah. Shoot us an email because, like I said, I got an email from a listener with some questions.
Okay. And you have, you said you want to do this one, next one.
No, we'll do the next one.
Okay,
we'll
so tune in to the next next issue, because there are going to be questions. Exciting, awesome, spectacular questions that we will probably have mediocre answers to.
I like that. Bring them up high and then throw them down on the ground.
I mean, the awesome question is, I don't know about how good the answer is going to be.
Yeah, it was some pretty good questions. I was impressed. So I'm like, yeah, good. I've got a strong listener that listens.
I like it. So, this is Ryan signing off.
And this is Nick. Go forth and do great things.